There are some things that are going on with some of the organizations and such. Just a few, but we give you what we got here. For example, Sundays in the City, back in Bay City. And one of the things going on through December 20th, free carriage rides offered from noon until 3, starting at the State Theater. So you can have a good time doing that. One of the things still being done, carriage rides for free. Sundays in the City, Sundays through the last weekend until Christmas in Bay City. The Santa House in downtown Midland is open and visitable, though operating differently this year. There are safety precautions in place, of course, and reservations are required in advance. You can't just show up. You have to make your reservations. Find out more by visiting the Santa House in Midland online to enjoy that. We have going on today the Michigan State Police, the Carol Post, in conjunction with Team One Credit Union, Christmas for Kids, Carol Walmart, and local law enforcement, the annual Stuff a Blue Goose event, as it's a collection of new and unwrapped toys to spread holiday cheer with the State Police Post in Carol. Monetary donations can be made as well. If you want to donate today, do it at the Carol Walmart, the Team One Credit Union on Cleaver Road in Carol, and at the Michigan State Police Post between 9 and 5. There's a guided hike going on, Santa's Holiday Hike, later today at Immerman Memorial Park, 5:30 until 6:30. You can enjoy a break on an illuminated trail. You'll have Christmas music, Santa on hand, a warm fire, social distancing guidelines and face coverings, of course, will be in place for safety. Even coats for kids' donation boxes, too. So take a break at Immerman Memorial Park today. It's on Midland Road, 5:30 until 6. It's a free event, too, this Santa's Holiday Hike. We have a reminder that the Saginaw Valley State University Theater Department has a special stay-at-home virtual performance of its annual holiday variety show. And you can view through December 5th, which is on Saturday at 7:30 in the evening. So tonight and tomorrow at 7:30. And then on Sunday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, there is a $10 ticket charge that you can enjoy this event online. And you find out more when you visit svsu.edu/theater. svsu.edu/theater. And get more information about attending the Home for the Holidays Holiday Variety Show tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30 and Sunday at 3 p.m. In the same way, the Saginaw Choral Society is having its At Home for the Holidays with the Saginaw Choral Society. And this is going to take place the next three Sundays. This Sunday, December 6th, and the 13th and the 20th at 4 o'clock. The Choral Society is going to enjoy with traditions, music, and such, with inspirations by Perry Como and the Andy Williams TV Holiday Specials, performing in several locations throughout the community. A chance to enjoy this online by visiting SaginawChoralSociety.com. That's SaginawChoralSociety.com or the Saginaw Choral Society Facebook this Sunday, the next three Sundays at 4 o'clock. Also this Sunday, a drive-through Santa Claus event in Bay City. It's with the Bay Community Tennis Association hosting Santa at the Jopke Courts, Shaw Park, located at 325 Park Avenue. 1 o'clock until 3 o'clock, Santa and Mrs. Claus will have age-appropriate gifts for each child, and donations will be accepted to support the efforts of the Tennis Association. That's this Sunday, again, 1 until 3 p.m., at the Santa Claus drive-thru at the Jopke Courts at Shaw Park in Bay City. Coming up on Tuesday, the Saginaw Bay Symphony Orchestra will have its Home for the Holidays event. It's a holiday concert that will be live streamed, a virtual concert with performances by, of course, the Saginaw Bay Symphony Orchestra's Saginaw Bay Brass, the Saginaw Bay String Concert, guest performances from the St. Lawrence Chamber Singers. So it's a scaled version, if you will, of the annual Saginaw Bay Symphony Orchestra concert, but in a way that will fit for you live streamed and virtually. This is this coming Tuesday. Get your tickets online and access to the virtual event by visiting SaginawBayOrchestra.com. That's SaginawBayOrchestra.com. A few of the events and activities that are going on to enjoy throughout the Great Lakes Bay region, as you can enjoy. Oh, one more, too. This had just come in. A reminder now, there's a special exhibition that's now on display at the Anderson and Richmond Center. It's titled Captivating Moments and Telling Stories, One Click at a Time. It's a collection of photography work by eight Michigan photographic artists. And it's happening again at the Anderson and Richmond Center through January 22nd, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. You can find out more by visiting online Anderson and Richmond Center or artsagna.org. That's artsagna.org.